Science and Health, Chapter 4. Christian Science versus Spiritualism. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God? Isaiah. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. John. Mortal existence is an enigma. Every day is a mystery. The testimony of the corporeal senses cannot inform us what is real and what is delusive. But the revelations of Christian Science unlock the treasures of truth. Whatever is false or sinful can never enter the atmosphere of spirit. There is but one spirit. Man is never God, but spiritual man, made in God's likeness, reflects God. In this scientific reflection, the ego and the Father are inseparable. The supposition that corporeal beings are spirits, or that there are good and evil spirits, is a mistake. The divine mind maintains all identities, from a blade of grass to a star, as distinct and eternal. The questions are, what are God's identities? What is soul? Does life or soul exist in the thing formed? Nothing is real and eternal. Nothing is spirit but God and His idea. Evil has no reality. It is neither person, place, nor thing, but is simply a belief, an illusion of material sense. The identity or idea of all reality continues forever. But spirit, or the divine principle of all, is not in spirit's formations. Soul is synonymous with spirit, God, the creative, governing, infinite principle outside of finite form, which forms only reflect. Close your eyes, and you may dream that you see a flower, that you touch and smell it. Thus you learn that the flower is a product of the so-called mind, a formation of thought rather than of matter. Close your eyes again, and you may see landscapes, men and women. Thus you learn that these also are images, which mortal mind holds and evolves, and which simulate mind, life, and intelligence. From dreams also you learn that neither mortal mind nor matter is the image or likeness of God, and that immortal mind is not in matter. When the science of mind is understood, spiritualism will be found mainly erroneous, having no scientific basis nor origin, no proof, nor power outside of human testimony. It is the offspring of the physical senses. There is no sensuality in spirit. I never could believe in spiritualism. The basis and structure of spiritualism are alike material and physical. Its spirits are so many corporealities, limited and finite in character and quality. Spiritualism, therefore, presupposes spirit, which is ever infinite, to be a corporeal being, a finite form, a theory contrary to Christian Science. There is but one spiritual existence, the life of which corporeal sense can take no cognizance. The divine principle of man speaks through immortal sense. If a material body, in other words, mortal material sense, were permeated by spirit, that body would disappear to mortal sense, would be deathless. A condition precedent to communion with spirit is the gain of spiritual life. So-called spirits are but corporeal communicators. As light destroys darkness, and in the place of darkness all is light, so in absolute science, soul or God is the only truth giver to man. Truth destroys mortality and brings to light immortality. Mortal belief, the material sense of life, and immortal truth, the spiritual sense, are the tares and the wheat, which are not united by progress, but separated. Perfection is not expressed through imperfection. Spirit is not made manifest through matter, the antipode of spirit. Error is not a convenient sieve through which truth can be strained. God, good, being ever present, it follows in divine logic that evil, the suppositional opposite of good, is never present. In science, individual good derived from God, the infinite all in all, may flow from the departed to mortals. But evil is neither communicable nor scientific. A sinning earthly mortal is not the reality of life, nor the medium through which truth passes to earth. The joy of intercourse becomes the jest of sin when evil and suffering are communicable. Not personal intercommunion, but divine law is the communicator of truth, health, and harmony to earth and humanity. As readily can you mingle fire and frost as spirit and matter. In either case, one does not support the other.